last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, with our family now back together, they have finally encountered goblins, but will they befriend them or fight them? Remains to be seen.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
I spoke to them.
I'm asking Torin.
Goblins are quite reasonable when you have something in common with them, like their native language.
Not
like
at all.
Their tongue.
I just didn't want this guy to kill us, says the one goblin. Yeah, that's exactly. I'm not reasonable at all normally, says the other.
Come
in gobbly.
Come closer, Torin, and explain that we are looking for the dragon Calcrix.
Drayden has called for you. You make your way through the caltrops strewn. You use your quarterstaff to knock them aside. You try very hard not to step on these caltrops. If you do, you would definitely take some damage. These two goblins have surrendered and thrown their short bows down. Do you disarm them of their short sword scimitars?
Yeah.
All right, they are disarmed. And do you bind them, or what do you do?
No, I'm just going to hold my sword pointing in their general direction and ask Torin to translate.
Yes, I can interpret for you, brother.
We are looking for the dragon Calcrix. Please point us in the direction.
This is why Dad doesn't fucking love you.
I'm going to point out, Sidork, that the more you bring it up, the more it seems to point to your own inadequacies with Dad's relationship with you.
Dad says I look like him the most. I don't get what the problem is. He loves me. That's why he gave me the awesome
rope.
Guys,
I think the goblins are losing interest.
The goblins are eating popcorn and enjoying this familial dispute.
It's like watching Family Feud. You don't change the channel.
I do.
So beyond that, as you make your way to where the goblins are, Torin, and the rest of the group, you step over the 3-foot crenellated wall. You find yourself actually in another room, because this room is 20 feet wide, not 10 feet wide like the other room. This room continues on, and there is a door to the south side, directly in line with that wall. So you cross over the wall, and then directly to the side of you is a door leading to another room. And there are boxes and packages in this room that you can see. And I'll read out that the filth on the floor, stains on the walls, shabby hides, and fire pit attest to the years of use this room has seen at the hands of creatures very much unconcerned. On the eastern side of the southern wall is a crudely mortared half wall, which you just stepped over.
So that's where my luggage went. Dad said he lost it in Helm's Deep, but now it's here.
In the Helm's Deep.
There is a small leather satchel that has childlike hand carving on it in the leather that says Sidor.
I always miss that special horse.
Yes, this stuffed horse is inside, moldy with time.
There you are, spirit. I've missed riding you.
As I rub its face and kiss it slightly.
Jot's like, hey, whoa, wait a second. And he climbs onto the horse.
There's enough room for two of us. Don't worry, spirit's a majestic steed.
Then he just pretends to fly around riding spirit.
2 gold coins for riding spirit. He cannot be tamed. Only paid.
He acts as though spirit bucks him off. Spirit falls to the ground and Jot goes back to flying around.
Well, I grab spirit and I hold it close again and just keep kissing it and we continue on. I'm glad I found my luggage.
Indeed.
I found my luggage is written in my book.
Anyone else missing any luggage?
Honestly, I lost my luggage when I came back from Air Canada. It was garbage.
Your luggage was garbage? Or?
And you had like a toy horse in it?
Just in this book.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask the goblins through Torin, which he can translate if he wants to. The dragon is still alive, though.
Should I try to speak what I think gobbly sounds like? I did it
100%.
I'm looking.
Did you start, or are you just lagging?
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Did you not hear that also, when she did it before?
Yeah, but earlier it just sounded like boo 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 boo.
I was frantic gobbly because I was talking about dragons.
All
also,
right.
Also, have they seen three humans? Were they humans? Does anyone remember?
Oh yeah, we're looking for people.
Yeah, we're looking for
people. I brought it up last time, so if you were their slave, you would know.
Okay, until further notice, I think we should
throw this guy down a well.
Stop calling Oriana slave. I'm not pointing to anyone in particular. I'm just saying we...
Until I found out what the fall from grace was, guild trader to slavehood, I gotta keep pushing at it. Because that's going to be a great odyssey, I think is the best word for it, really. Because from honorable guild trader to somehow you are our lowly bumpkin father slave.
You don't know
what happened. I want to know that more.
The problem is you don't know if she's actually related to us. You don't know that.
Which is my favorite. I want to know.
Is possibly related to us.
That's a horrible way to live your life. The celibate life.
Currently, yes.
I don't think you're
because
celibate
I shot
life
him down,
choice, brother.
You and your lady caves.
Just my mother's.
Oh man.
One of the goblins turns to you, Torin, and says,
"I'll never tell anything. I ain't talking."
And the other goblin's like,
"Well, they'll likely kill us, so I think we should do the talking stuff. Bunch of humans came through here like a month ago, and the other dragon's just a few rooms down. You can kill him. I don't really like him. I was assigned
guard duty with him. He's a dick. You can kill him.
No, don't kill me. Kill him. There was more than three. I can tell you even more than he can. Oh, yeah? Well, I can tell you more. Well, I can tell you more. And then the two Mephits are like,
oh, man, what's going on with those goblins, man?
I think that they're tripping, man. They're tripping. They're tripping bad. They're tripping.
And so four voices start jibber jabbering. It gets really hard to understand what's going on as one goblin tries to push the other goblin towards death at Drayden's hands, but they both look to you with an appealing gleam to their eye, hoping that their sacrifice of their comrade will look, you know, be appreciated in your eyes.
I say to them in gobbly, stop your squabbling. We'll take any and all information. It doesn't make either of you better than each other.
Dude, I don't, like, speak gobbly. Like, no, man.
Duke Jot. Yeah, I don't want to get in on this. There's enough confusion going on here.
Does it make you uncomfortable? Because I'm feeling uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I've got the spirit.
Seems like you're uncomfortable. Because I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. So you can go away if you're not feeling uncomfortable. But it seems like you're feeling uncomfortable. So, are you uncomfortable? Because I could use your help if you're not uncomfortable. But you seem uncomfortable.
How do you get?
Well, look at your face. It looks uncomfortable. You see the situation. It's uncomfortable. I'm tensed up. I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else is uncomfortable.
Right. I'll get back on it.
He goes to kneading your shoulder with his elbows.
Fuck.
Beep. I tell my Mephits, both Vape and Glassy, to fall back from the conversation, as they are not contributing.
I'm going to get there first. She likes me better.
Whatever, man. I'll just get there when I get there, you know?
Look how uncomfortable these chumps are, John.
The slow-speaking one still rushes as quick as possible to, you know, rush to your bosom and to be by your side. Nonetheless, the two goblins have, they turn to Torin. They still have that look of hopefulness in their eyes, and they fall silent.
Torin?
Come on, look at the door.
But that actually is in English.
I said to them, stop your squabbling, children. And I bitch slap one of them.
Sounded a lot nicer.
One of them. The more annoying one.
Okay.
It's and like snap them dessert. Back to like reality. And like, we will kill them both if they don't like stop.
The one that you don't bitch slap laughs and nods.
I immediately bitch slap the other one.
And the one that did get, and then the one that didn't get bitch slapped there nods, but doesn't laugh. Like he starts to laugh and then holds it in and turns it into like a hiccup and looks at Torin. And they both look at you expectant.
Good.
They should.
Good goblins.
Should we walk them down the hall or should we leave them here?
You know. I think.
You know these goblins better.
I think that we can bring them.
Do you trust
I'll
them?
Tell them to be quiet. And if they aren't quiet, we'll slit their throats.
Wow.
They I nod thought you were a person mutely of God. And don't say anything at all.
Juliana's making a face.
I'm still on the other side of the cow traps.
All right. I'm going to go and like knock some of the caltrops aside. I use my scythe. I left it there, dude.
I don't jump so good.
They've already cleared them. They've already come through that area. I mean, you guys are taking them back. There is that other door in this room that you believe that's where the goblins were
coming
from.
Can we collect a small bag of them?
Of course. You can collect as many as you would like.
I proceed to the door and I investigate.
Sure. Give me a perception check. It's not an investigation. It's just a perception check on that door.
Uh-oh.
You hear the sound of fighting, you think, coming through that door.
Huh.
Can I ask a deeper question about the noises we're hearing? Like, is it, does it sound like warfare or does it sound like training?
You weren't listening.
So yes. So Oriana relays this to you and says, and based on her understanding of it, that's, she couldn't determine whether it was one or the other.
It just sounds like clashing metal and grunting. So, I mean, that could mean anything. Can I
move over? Closer and then
yeah, you listen? May make a check as well.
Torin, do the goblins know what's behind that door?
Oh. I rolled a 4, so I mean, you don't even have to.
Oriana just refused to get out of the way.
Yeah.
So you could actually give a good
message. She's angry that I still call her a slave and stuff, so it's like, okay, well, I should have seen that coming.
Trying to listen. You put your head right to Oriana's bosom, and you're like, I can hear your heartbeat. But.
I'm like,
and then I bitch slaps a dork.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
You take 5 damage.
No.
Still no, into
no damage,
that.
No damage, but nonetheless.
So, dork, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
But why do I pay for it?
We'll talk about this when you're a little older.
I'm already 37.
So, did you guys have actually some other questions for the goblins?
I can't talk to them, so.
No.
Other than what kind of defenses do the goblins have? If possible, we can find out that.
Well, we took their weapons, so.
If anything, I'll start making them laugh a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I meant the other goblins.
And I don't really have any. We built this wall,
says one goblin.
How many goblins are there?
7. And the other goblin's like, 9?
He said no, so that means there's 0.
Sidork, can you remind me, what was the name of the man who was growing the golden apples?
Let me think.
I could just ask Torin. The man with the golden apples!
What, you think I know?
We want those apples, too. Well, you could ask the goblins.
Okay.
Don't the goblins come to town? Was it the goblins that came to town with the golden apples?
I actually didn't write down his name. I just wrote magical apple, healing properties, make weird saplings. Once they are 2 feet, they steal the trees. Probably the goblin.
Father
calls us in his tent. Strange town, he says. Tells us about how he was young, adventurer.
I just wanted to know how you knew.
Ystrael talked about it. She was about the...
I think his name is Keith Lothum. That could be the name of the ointment, but
that was
I wrote things down.
The name of the ointment.
Shit.
No, go to the Ystrael point where you were flirting with the
chick,
because she talked about him.
The kobold queen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember her.
Just to help out, she called him the outcast.
Oh, the outcast. Tell us about the outcast.
Oh, I wrote, outcast probably stole the dragon.
Thank you for confirming.
They are bringing apples. We go back to the area to where the goblins took.
This is how good our brides are.
Right, yeah. Phil was talking about that Twilight Grove down below.
There's this, like, wicked old...
Is that Jot?
No, it's one of the goblins.
Oh,
wicked old.
My hair.
Wicked old, like, human spellcaster guy.
What was his name? The other guy's like, yeah, it's like Bellick. I think that's what they
said. Oh, I remember that name. Yep.
Anyway, yeah, he tends this enchanted garden and harvests fruit from something we call the Gulfius tree. But yeah, I mean, you got to stay away from that. But the enchanted fruit grows on the Gulfius tree.
Why do you bring the apples to town?
For the money. Money. He money.
Pays you, so wait, you already admitted that the fruit was apples.
No. Do you steal the apples? Does he give you... Wait. Do you steal the apples? Does he give you the apples?
Not me. I've never gotten the privilege of selling an apple.
So you knew they were not strawberry or peach, but apple is a special fruit. So we're on the right trail. Dad would be proud, everyone. Let's keep going.
But
I think that's
apples
a big deal
along.
That they just gave up that they're saying they're selling apples.
But they've been apples all along.
Well, I know, but I feel like if like we're like onto something secret and they're like selling these special fruit, maybe they would lie. So I thought it was a big deal that they're just okay.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
I thought it was a pretty big deal. I thought that was like, I've seen SVU.
He just broke everybody.
Yeah.
And super confused me because I was like, was I being a. I wasn't
I
really
I,
obfuscating
I
the whole
thing. Right? I'm trying not to metagame.
I just want to. Okay. So, like, when they were saying apples, you thought they were just saying apples to throw us off course of what they might actually
maybe.
Be. So, they might have actually been a different type of fruit, and apples was just a cover.
Or other people are selling the same kind of strand, but it grows as peaches or watermelons. But these are the apples we're looking for, so it just falls into it's like a big coinkadink. Then now we get to find Calthrax and the Calthrax? Apples. That one and the humans.
So Dork plays 4D chess.
4D chess.
16. That's the size I like of my titties.
The more D's, the better. Yeah, the more D's.
Any
question?
Right? Okay.
When I asked my question about if the goblins knew what was behind the door, was that a shake to the head that no, they don't know that?
The goblins behind that door are practicing.
Oh.
Practicing what?
Yeah, can we ask
they're
what
putting
they...
on a production of King Lear later on for
no. Oh, well, my favorite's Othello, so I wish I could maybe persuade them to do what I would like to watch.
I'd like to see Macbeth.
Sir Dork is very cultured.
Only in your mind, brother.
Is there group, family, people, is there a way collectively that we can stealthily enter that door without them noticing while they're practicing?
You ask the goblins that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
They're like,
do you speak goblin?
No, so well, I make Torin ask.
It's fine, yeah. They're like, yeah,
if you were a goblin, then it would look very easy for you to do that. Yeah, I don't know. But she's a tiefling. I don't know.
Could we walk in on our knees?
Well, she's used to that. But you have normal arms. And wait, you are? I got like 20 copper, says one of them.
At least take 5 silver, okay?
And then I intimidate him.
Oh, okay.
To the point that he thinks I'm going
to
kill him.
You don't need to roll. He naturally assumes that that's going to happen. He quakes and a wet patch appears on the front of his trousers.
That usually doesn't happen to him. Great. But he also is into that.
Now it's going to smell like urine in here.
I don't think that's urine.
Yashiria, we haven't heard from you in a while. Do you have any ideas on how we should enter this room, other than just going in there and beating the shit out of these goblins?
Well, we can't generally just sneak in there with us being of larger than goblin size.
So you're talking about what's in our trousers.
Do you have any illusions, brother?
Not regularly. I use for that area. But yes, I do have some spells that I can whip up for my family.
Illusions? I have minor illusion.
Ooh.
Can I ask what we're casting minor illusion even towards? Like, so we saw a book. I thought we were just pushing forward to potentially seeing some goblins.
Well, I think she was thinking because we don't look like goblins. Mm. But I know that I do have a spell about voices. Got so it. To try and lure them away.
I'm more proactive where we see some goblins and I'll cast some spells. But I dig your let's make ourselves look like goblins idea.
Object within range that lasts for duration. So if I create a sound, its volume can range from whisper to scream. It can be your voice, someone else's voice, a lion's or a beating drums or any other sound you choose.
So you want to make sure it sounds like a goblin.
Well,
then.
So if Torin can speak gobbly and I can elevate her voice so it comes from behind the door, maybe she can get them somewhere else.
Maybe she can yell, stand down. Maybe he can yell, stand down or something like that. Hey, right? You can work from there where give us some fluff where what's Oriana yelling to make those goblins.
Torin would have to yell it. He speaks to goblin.
Squeak. Well, you're going to mimic him. So now you just got to make it up and somehow they'll follow. Right?
No. I'm making his voice louder.
Yeah.
Because it can be your voice, someone else's voice, a lion's roar. So because he's the one that speaks gobbly, I'll make his loud.
I could just teach you, like, hey guys, I'm just a goblin walking.
Or, I mean,
through the
you
room.
Could say something to lure them away.
Like, and then you could just, time. Like,
it's dinner time!
Ding, 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 ding!
I'll just play my glass ocarina.
Yeah, because that does fear!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
To everyone.
Oh.
Oh.
Shit.
So.
I ain't afraid of no ocarina.
Is this illusion idea a possibility?
Yeah, you can make the loud noise. Yeah, you for sure could. And the voice. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
The efficacy of it will be based upon a roll, a deception check. But yeah,
now, it's going to be Torin's voice, would it be Torin's check or will it be mine?
I'll let either of you roll the deception check. I think it's because it's Torin's voice. It will be Torin's deception check.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, that's not to say that you couldn't
assist.
Workshop the deception beforehand here and now. And then roll. Give Torin the ability to roll with advantage.
Cool.
Yeah, so you don't need to roll. But anyway.
Perfect.
Sydney, roll with advantage.
Well, I would like to know what Torin is planning on saying and doing in regards to this booming, gobbly voice.
I am your goblin god.
This is God.
Rod, Todd, this is God.
Let me put it in your butt.
What?
I don't know. It still rhymes if you think about it.
Could I just say something along the lines of, like, your leader calls for you, like, immediately, single file, make your way to where your leader is. Wherever that may be.
Goblins, this is the captain speaking. Report to the bridge.
Clean up in aisle 11.
All right. Roll with advantage.
All hands on deck.
We'll see what if your dice can do better than the
17.
Wow. Yes. You cast the spell. It's just a cantrip, right? So you cast the spell. Torin's voice booms through the door. and the sounds of all of the practicing that was going on beyond suddenly stops. A sword clatters to the floor. The door opens, and the goblin standing on the other side wearing a breastplate and a short sword opens the door with like a really pissed off, quizzical look on his face. And
I'm going to point my sword at the goblin and say...
One second. Okay. So he opens the door with a really pissed off look on his face. And he's not really looking at through the door. He's like, hey guys, did you hear that? Grand Leader wants us downstairs.
All right, so maybe we should hide and let them come in and then attack them. So hide behind the boxes.
Or we hide and let our two new gobbly friends... say, okay, we will meet you there.
Where do you hide?
Behind boxes. Yeah.
All right, you
behind Sidork's luggage.
It's only one fucking big.
That's better defined. So ain't no hiding there.
But there's boxes. You said that there were
yeah,
boxes.
Yeah, there were some boxes and filth and refuse.
Can I use minor illusion again to hide us?
not so much works that way, but you could make the attempt and endeavor. Nonetheless, I will take immediate stealth checks with disadvantage for all of you.
Uh-oh.
Can I like spider monkey up the wall and then like suspend myself in the corner?
Can I spend a gem to cancel out?
Yes. And yes, you may also spider monkey with your color. I like that. You will have disadvantage on any attack that you may have to make in this turn, but you have no disadvantage on this roll. How did you do, Yashiria?
4.
How did you do...
Wait, was I supposed to roll?
Oriana. Yeah, everyone needs to make a hide check.
Stealth. Well, I mean, this one was 3 anyway.
Okay, so that's 2.
Is it earlier. Stealth?
What did you get, Torin?
22.
What did you get... Sidork.
16.
12.
Okay. So you have successfully hidden somehow.
In plain sight.
Yep.
Like behind a potted plant.
If you think rock, you will be a rock.
There's a slight shadow.
Yeah. Like...
So color I'm going to say is that Torin spider monkeys so that he is over the door jam itself. As you can see Sydney on the screen spider monkeying away. Sidork throws himself behind all of the boxes and the refuse and the garbage and breaks a bottle of wine in doing so and is covered in like this vinegary, disgusting wine. Laps it with his raspy tongue. And
but very long tongue.
Drayden grabs Oriana and Yashiria and dives over the 3-foot crenellation into the Caltrop Hall. But thankfully, they've been moved by several characters over the last little while. Two of you take 1 point of damage.
Good thing only one of them is your sister.
So I will suggest that it's actually Oriana and Drayden who take the single point of damage because Yashiria is wearing a whole ton of armor and carrying a shield.
I have mage armor.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, mage something, girl.
The two goblins... stand there looking at each other, realizing there's no more swords and weapons levied at them. So one of them bolts through the door to run to meet the great leader, in quotation marks, but the other initially goes to bolt and second thoughts himself and like, hit my short swords just on the ground here. So his brain tries to turn his body to pick up the short sword, but his body hasn't quite listened to his brain yet. So he takes half a step and sprawls flat out on his face, trying to both grab his short sword and run away. The goblin that was in the door now looks in for the very first time as the one whiffs past and he says, what are you doing on the floor, dimwit? Get up. And what does the group do?
Oh geez, Rick, I don't know what to do, Rick.
That's another Rick and Morty.
Yes. Yeah.
I assume
someone out there will get it.
Can I shoot an Eldritch Blast at the ones who're running away then?
Yeah, I'll let you shoot Eldritch Blast. That will give away all of your stealth and it will give away all of your action before that you'd sent all the goblins away.
Because it'll bring them all back.
It will bring all the boys back to the yard.
My milkshake brought all the boys to the yard. And
they're like, It's better than yours. They're like, my Eldritch Blast can do more damage because I get plus 3 charisma. Okay, fine. I'm just going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on one of those goblins.
Yeah, tell me what that one does.
So I make them laugh for a minute. I will look up more
specifically. Belly laugh of ho, 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 ho. So what happens is it drives them to the ground. They can take no action. They are prone and have a fit of laughter, I do believe, is how that spell works. Just, but I'll ask you to just to double check that. Everyone else does not realize that Sidork is about to cast a spell. Thankfully, this one here could be misconstrued. Well, it could be misconstrued. And I also believe it's just a save on that person's part.
Here we go. Creature of your choice you can see within range perceives everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter if the spell affects it. Target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone, becoming incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration.
Probably the one that ran, right?
Yeah, that's the one who I'm doing it on.
I've rolled a natural 19, so we'll move on. The goblin, the goblin rejects there.
Can I try putting them to sleep?
I really like the color, so I will give you a blue mote.
Can I try putting them to sleep?
The one that's running away and the one that fell down?
Yeah.
And the one in the doorway?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can attempt to do that
too. Because then at least they'll be quiet and we can try and get past them.
Right? Yes.
Damn it, what is with the 3?
So just so you know, you don't roll to hit with that. You're just going to roll d6s and try to beat their hit points.
That doesn't count.
And you need to roll a certain number of d6s to match that.
5d8s.
23.
The 3 goblins fall to sleep. The other goblins leave the practice room.
All right, we're going to stop the one goblin from making an escape that fell on his face.
He's asleep.
He's also... Oh, sweet. Okay.
The one that started to run away.
Yeah.
The one at the door and the one on the ground. The one on the ground curls up in a ball. The one at the door falls into the door jamb and just kind of like slumps to the ground. Just like that. Right there on the camera. And the last one, mid-stride, just falls flat in his face and slides through the room like a good 7 feet, skinning his face pretty badly, running his nose and whatnot.
Where should we put these goblins?
I think we should tie them up, tape their mouth. Make sure they can't yell.
Tape? What's tape?
Oh, we don't know what tape is.
I have rope.
While you're deciding what to do with these 3 goblins from inside the practice room, you hear a small voice cry out, "Hello? Hello, help? Is anyone there?" And with that, we'll leave it for next session.
Raise a glass and drink with the enemy. Raise a glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.